Well, as we roll into this Monday, I can tell you that General Soleimani is still dead. And so far, we have not begun World War III. And yes, the president has the legal authority under Article 2 of the Constitution to protect the interests of the United States. And if Soleimani, according to the members of the intelligence community, was planning to attack more American civilians and more American military bases and whatever might have been in his planning, then yes, the president was clearly justified in taking him out. He was a general combatant, a guy who had killed more than 600 Americans and had blood on his hand and was planning to have more. So taking him out, trust me, that's popular in America. May not be popular with some professors in their tweed suits, but it is popular in America. Joining me now, Alan Sachs, another professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. Professor, welcome back.
It's popular with me, and I've never worn a tweed suit in my life.
Well, come on. You're a professor. Of course you have.
And I get my clothes from Walmart. I understand, or wherever it is, or a Target. Yesterday, Ricky Gervais, I didn't watch it, but I understand that.
I loved it.
And I understand he was great.
No, loved
it. He told the Hollywood crowd where to get off, and especially Joe Biden, you know, Uncle Joe. And so,
yeah, Gervais was fabulous in hammering. You guys have less education than Greta Thunberg. You know.
Well, we can make sure that he won't be back next year.
Well, certainly. Well, he might or might not be back. We'll see.
That's right. The Golden Globes.
Let me ask you this, Professor. Killing terrorists. When did this become a problem for the Democrats? When did the Democrats start becoming supporters of Iran and terrorism?
They became that way under President Obama's administration. That deal, the deal that was made with Iran, which we put some mayonnaise on it, $150 billion in cash that were given to him in the dead of night to the Iranian government to accept the deal. What a calamity.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think it may have been John Kerry, who was Secretary of State, one of our luminous Secretaries of State. I'm being very sarcastic.
Right, no, I understand. Right. But I look at the president, you know, he has no right to do this without asking congressional approval.
He has every right to do it.
Thank you. Of course he does.
Under the Constitution and also under statutory law as well. The War Powers Act, I understand President Trump is complying with that. He sent information to the Congress just recently, and he doesn't even have to. The War Powers Act has only been used one time by President Reagan during Beirut when our barracks there were exploded, probably by Soleimani and his friends, and something like that.
Correct. So let me ask you this. How does it play, do you think, in the rest of America?
I think it plays very well.
Well, that's right. And how do you think Democrats defending Iran and defending a terrorist plays in America? You know, when Elizabeth Warren can't give a straight answer on it, and neither can any of the other Democrat candidates running for president, among others, and AOC calls the president a monster, and Ilhan Omar accuses the president of committing a war crime. I mean, I don't think this plays well. I think that they are all in trouble, even in hard left districts, when they play those kind of games.
What does the Democratic Party become when their
spokesperson
is AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar? What a crew. And they call themselves the squad. Who gave them that name? You know, it's incredible what the Democratic Party has turned into. Charles Schumer with his glasses on his nose. Talking all the time about what he knows very little about.
Right, he does that a lot. He talks a lot about very little because he knows little about a lot.
In a way, President Trump is Churchillian. This is exactly what Winston Churchill had to endure before the Second World War. Not that this is anything like that.
Well, that's true. In fact, Churchill was mocked in his own country by his own parliament for saying that the rise of Nazism is a dangerous thing that we should all be very concerned about. They dismissed him. They laughed him off until September 1, 1939, when Hitler invaded Poland. And all of a sudden they said, well, wait a second. Maybe this is serious. Yeah, no kidding.
I remember students, again, our wonderful students at Oxford University. They took an oath called the Oxford Oath, if I remember correctly, somewhere in the late 1930s, never to go to war for England and the king, and later on they were all in uniform.
Well, they had no, or they were dead.
They had that. That's right.
You know, or they were dead because of the Blitzkrieg. You know, because they were destroyed. I'd never heard of the Oxford Oath. That's a nice little tidbit from history to learn here. Professor Alan Sachs here, political science professor, University of Texas in Arlington. Okay, so I'm looking at the Real Clear Politics average. Donald Trump is more popular today than he's been at any time since February 2017. The average of polls, he's reached a higher level now, 45.5%, than he's reached at any time since February 17, meaning he's more popular today than he was when he got elected.
And I think the Iranians are scared to death of him, and they ought to be. From what I've read a lot of websites early this morning, and they're moving around a lot of their militias in Lebanon back to Iran. And so they're afraid. They know that President Trump could go after them. And one more interesting thing. Yesterday there was a base, an American base in Kenya, that was attacked by al-Shabaab, another terrorist group out of Somalia. And it's interesting. They issued a statement after that saying, this is in no way connected to Soleimani. It's sort of interesting. We're not doing it out of what happened with Iran. We're doing it on our own. I think that shows they're scared to death of what Trump may do to them.
Well, I think he also did the president to the world a message about, okay, if you're going to create these sorts of problems for us, we have no qualms about dropping the hammer. I think that message is also sent to Kim Jong-un in North Korea. It's sent to the mullahs in Iran. It's sent to terrorists around the globe. If you want to play this sort of a game, we will respond, and we will respond viciously. I think that's the message and the takeaway.
I think you're right. And by the way, did President Obama get permission of Congress to go after Osama bin Laden?
Did he get permission to drop 26,000-plus bombs in the year 2016 alone? He dropped more than 26,000 bombs in the U.S. military on nine countries.
Congress to do that.
No, on nine countries. You know, so think about that. Nine different countries hit with more than 26,000 American bombs in 2016. No permission slip given for that. And Chuck Schumer wasn't crying about that, was he?
And we have a representative of that government who's running now for President of the United States. Silent Joe, Sleepy Joe.
Silent Sleepy Joe Biden, who, by the way, said he supported taking out Osama bin Laden. But, of course, he told us that he opposed the raid to kill Osama bin Laden, so he'd fit in right with the Democrats.
He doesn't even know what he did himself yesterday.
Well, right. Don't kill a terrorist because you might upset the terrorists.
That's right. What a deal. What a deal.
Apparently that's their doctrine. Don't kill a terrorist because you're going to upset a terrorist.
If the historians are right, and if they understand history themselves in the years to come, President Trump could go down as our Winston Churchill in many ways.
Well, quite a statement. I'm going to leave it there, Professor. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas. Well, I hope you are as well. I do hope you're right as well. Professor, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir.
There you have it. Alan Sachs, Professor of Political Science, University of Texas at Arlington. Winston Churchill, huh? Maybe. You know, I hope that he's right. I don't know that Donald Trump is as well read as Churchill. But Churchill was right about Hitler and Nazi Germany and the rise of the Democratic Socialists. Or was it the National Socialists? Whatever they were. You got it. Straight ahead, Ricky Gervais. If you missed it in hour number one, you have to hear it. The professor just talked about it. We're going to play it for you here in hour number two. Straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
BPE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.